Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, June 5, 2026. A fire at Winthrop Marina has destroyed a dozen boats, and candidates are lining up for the Gloucester Police Chief job. Mix of clouds and sun, high near 80, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 3:43 p.m. WCVB-TV is reporting that 12 boats were destroyed early Friday in a massive fire at a yacht club in Winthrop. The fire started just after 2:30 a.m. at the Cottage Park Yacht Club on Orlando Avenue near Boston's Logan International Airport. Winthrop Fire Department Chief Stephen Calandra said the fire spread from one boat to another from gasoline that was on top of the water. 12 boats were lost, very expensive boats, according to Calandra. Two of the boats that were on fire broke free from the marina. No one was injured as far as the report goes, and the cause of the fire remains under investigation. Bobby Grady writes in the Gloucester Times, as Gloucester continues its search for the next police chief, consulting firm MGT will be conducting preliminary screening interviews with applicants through June 19 before submitting a short list of candidates for the city to review. John Fellman, senior consultant for MGT and a retired police chief, went over the search process with the police chief search committee, a 9-member board selected by Mayor Paul Lundberg to find Gloucester's next chief. Former Chief Edward G. Conley III officially retired February 28, and Assistant Chief Michael Williams, has been serving as acting chief since. The job for Gloucester's police chief was posted May 5, and Fellman said there have been 26 applicants. He has already interviewed 9 and is scheduled to speak with 7 more. Fellman said MGT has a wide network of public safety connections it reaches out to as well, and not every candidate who applies will be interviewed. Matt Petrie reports in the Newburyport Daily News. Despite a harsh winter, Newburyport city officials confirmed earlier this week that construction of the Recreation and Youth Services Center at 59 Lowe Street remains on schedule for completion in November. Mayor Reardon is quoted as saying on time and on budget. Upon completion, the Recreation Center will house the city's Recreation and Youth Services Department, which has not had a permanent home since 2021, when the boiler at its last location, the former Brown School, was deemed unusable. On May 13, voters approved a $6.5 million debt exclusion to pay for most of the city's $8.3 million plan to build the center. More news after this break.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Caroline Enos reports the Peabody City Council approved an 8% overall increase to water and sewer rates Tuesday night following a lengthy public discussion on that change and a $200 trash fee that also passed. The council voted 8-2 on the new rates, with Councilor-at-Large Jacqueline Corvo and Ward 2 Councilor Wendy Ladoff voting against. Councilor-at-Large Ann Manning Martin had left the meeting before the vote was taken. This is the first hike to water and sewer rates in Peabody in 3 years. The ordinance change will be drafted and advertised before a final vote is made by the council on the matter. The new rates would take effect July 1. And Aaron Hickey reports on itemlive.com, Town of Swampscott is moving closer to a new trash and recycling contract that would largely maintain current service levels while introducing automated collection and new recycling carts across town. During Wednesday evening's select board meeting, Town Administrator Nick Connors said the contract with Republic Services is being finalized after an RFP review process and could begin taking effect in July. Officials said the shift to automation is expected to generate significant savings for the town while creating a few immediate changes for residents beyond new recycling containers and updated collection procedures. On behalf of our producer and engineer Bill Proposky, our media director Bill Newell, and our sports analyst Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.